now, Lifestyle with Patty Mack on CFAX 1070.
Good morning, everybody. It's great to be here with you. Spring is around the corner. Of course, St. Patty's Day is tomorrow, and I'm sure lots of people are out celebrating tonight and tomorrow. And that's going to be lots of fun. But today we thought we'd talk about something else people are talking about, and that is the real estate market, whether it's a rental, housing prices, the 10-year maybe fallout from real estate. People are talking about it a lot because it's our main investment in our life. Later on, we're going to talk to Tony Joe from RE/MAX Camosun about pricing and about rentals. Maybe it's a good time to get in the market. We're going to talk to Janet Young about organizing. If you have a rental home, how you can get the best solutions to make the most of your space. And off the top, we're going to talk to Carly Ludwar-Jellis from ROMS BC. ROMS is Rental Owners and Manager Society of BC. If you do have one apartment, 12 apartments throughout BC, you should really belong to this because they can help you out in many ways, and Carly will tell us about that. If you ever want to get a hold of me with story ideas, lifestyle ideas, because, you know, lifestyle encompasses everything. People ask me, what is lifestyle? Well, everything. So, you know, call me with your ideas. You can get me at my website, lifestylewithpattymack.com. I'm also a RE/MAX realtor, so you can find out both things on that page. Carly, welcome to the show. How are you today?
Good, thanks. Thanks for having me, Patty.
Well, I enjoyed talking to you in November when you were on the weekday on CFAX with me. And there's always so much changing in the marketplace, as you know, and with rentals. And ROMS has a lot of benefits if you are an owner. Tell people what you do and why they should join, whether they have one rental unit or a many.
Oh, that sounds good. Thanks, Patty. So as Patty mentioned, whether you have a basement suite or multiple apartment buildings, we have something to offer. So the main service that we provide is answers to questions. So if you are a landlord currently who isn't a member, you can definitely contact the residential tenancy branch. They're allowed to tell you what the law says, but that's all that they're allowed to say. Come in ROMS BC, and we are able to tell you what the law says and how you actually do that in real life. We like to call it layman's terms or operationally speaking. So that's the main benefit. And we also offer workshops all over the province that range in topics from tenant selection to tenancy management to how to upgrade your elevator and appealing your assessment and everything in between.
Right, and tenant selection, all kinds of things, right?
Absolutely.
And you're saying you're based in Victoria, although you do work for all of BC, and you do work because you actually work with the government as well. You affect change.
Absolutely. In addition to all the services that we provide, like forms and credit checks and the advice, we ourselves are also semi a lobbying organization and sort of a part of another lobbying organization called the Rental Housing Council, which lobbies at a provincial level. And ROMS BC still operates as a lobbying organization at municipal levels throughout the province and also federally through the Canadian Federation of Apartment Associations as well.
And I know you're going to have a food drive later on. We're going to talk about that because that's your first one and probably your idea. I think it's a great one. You know, people think they can just buy. We're going to talk to Tony later about rentals. I have 7 units that we manage. And you do have to know a lot, and you can't know it all. And you have to go into it with wanting to know lots because you should be a good landlord.
Absolutely.
And sometimes it's easy sailing, and other times it's very difficult, whether it's repairs, which also you have suppliers that you get discounts.
Absolutely.
Or knowing tenant selection or about credit checks. Tell us how that goes with, say, credit checks and tenant selections if you just bought a unit. And where does ROMS come in to help you with that?
Sure,
kind of
going
process?
From the beginning, I always tell people I wouldn't start a cement pouring company because I don't know anything about pouring or about cement. So it's kind of the same idea. People walk into the office and they say, I'm not really a landlord. I only have 2 rental units.
Wow.
Well, whether you have 1 or you have 1,000, as you said, you're a landlord. So when you're first coming into the business, that's usually when we like to bring you in and give you a big hug and help you out with what you need
slap.
To know. Or a slap. So the tenant selection is a really great place to start for 2 reasons. First, it's very obvious you need to decide what type of person you want to bring into the rental unit. We know we don't want drug dealers or anything bad going on, but it's not quite that simple. If you live upstairs and you're a really quiet person and you live alone and you work from home, you probably don't want a night owl downstairs. And the reverse is true. If you've got 4 kids upstairs, we probably don't want someone downstairs who is super quiet and keeps to themselves and doesn't want to be bothered. So in addition to making sure we weed out the bad guys, you need to make sure you're bringing in someone that's going to fit in the kind of ambiance that you already have in your property.
And that sounds like, oh, well, that would be easy to do, but it's very hard to do. What are some of the things, because everybody has rights, the renters have rights, you have rights. Yeah. How do you kind of do that by your intuition, but also are there any ways that you have of helping people with that, like by questionnaires?
Absolutely, because you never discount your gut. I always offer more services in addition to your gut, but it's really important part of the what we call a piece of the puzzle. So we offer credit checks, as we mentioned, and this has nothing to do with someone's character. We just want to have a look at their payment patterns and their payment history. So that's why we offer the credit check. And as part of the credit check as well, we check a BC-wide evicted tenants list, which is a tenant anywhere in BC that has been removed by a Rome's BC landlord for any reason. And then we also check a North America-wide delinquent tenant list, and that list is tenants who owe at least $200 to a former landlord. So all three of those things are bundled into the credit check. And then when you take the tenant selection course, we offer different questions and different ideas of how to approach it when you're contacting references. Mm-hmm. Because you're probably going to contact the current landlord. You definitely want to contact the previous landlord. And you may or may not also want to contact an employer, maybe to get a character reference as well. And there are easy questions to ask. Did they pay the rent? Were they loud? But there are other things that you can do to dig deeper, number one. And number two, you want to make sure that the person that you think you're talking to is who they say they are. Mm-hmm. I really am the present landlord, and I'm not this applicant's best friend faking as my present landlord.
Right. And, you know, you were talking about previous landlords in a list. If someone, like, especially here when we have a lot of transient people with universities that come and go and maybe leave things in a mess, mm-hmm. What are the rights of that landlord? You say there's a list, so people could call you even if they're not part of ROMS to submit that?
Unfortunately, no. The Personal Information Protection Act, which we all know, PIPA, requires it to be members only. But members are able to submit people to the list. And the list isn't part of public information. We keep it in our office. We can't publish it, of course. But when our members send in an application for tenancy form, there's a consent section at the bottom, as you know. And if the applicant has signed for permission, they've given their permission for those lists and the credit to be checked. So we check it on our end and notify the landlord, this person is not on the list or this person does appear on the list. We don't give out any of the information. We say, oh, it was Patty Mack that evicted that landlord, so you'll have to call her. Mm-hmm. And you can, or evicted that landlord, evicted that tenant, so you'll have to call her. And she'll be able to give you more information.
Wow. And a credit check, if people are worried if they're renters, what kind of information are you looking for and what are you legally allowed to obtain from that?
Okay, perfect. So there's kind of two parts to that question. So on the application for tenancy form, you're asking for information in order to do a credit check. There's name, date of birth, social insurance number. That one gets a little bit tricky because some people don't want to give that.
Yes.
But most people don't know that that's fine. We can do a credit check with a name, a date of birth, and a present address. We don't need the social insurance number.
Okay.
If you have a very common name, we may end up saying it might be a good idea to ask for it, but for the majority of people, it's not necessary. So if you have all of that information in order to allow us to do the credit check for you, then there's actually a wide variety of information you can get off the report as well as payment history. So you'll have a list of names. So this happens obviously most often with women who change their last name when they're married. Mm-hmm. But if anybody's ever changed their first name or last name, they're all listed. And what I like is that there's a list of addresses that have been reported to the credit reporting agency. So you're just going to have a look and make sure that those addresses match the addresses that were given to you on the application for tenancy form. Make sure there's no extras or, you know, nothing missing in the story. And then as well, you've got obviously the credit information. So this isn't anyone's personal banking information.
Right.
It's just credit information that's a matter of a public record, like your Visa or your bank statement or your truck loan.
Because they're moving into your home, so you need to know who they are. We've got to take a break here. How long does that take to get done if you want to get all those credit checks done and the background done?
A maximum of 4 business hours.
4 business hours. Wow, amazing. Back in a minute with Carly.
Rain, sun, snow. We get it right with an accurate forecast. If it's happening, it's here. Victoria's News Authority, CFAX 1070.
Hi, this is Barry Bowman for Ross Place Retirement Residence. Ross Place is considered the premier choice for seniors' respite and short-term stays in Victoria, with rates at only $75 a day, including all meals. So if you're tired of cooking, you're not excited by the prospect of winter at home, and you want to be a part of a community full of social activities, then please give yourself a break. Call us today to arrange a personal visit. We'll be delighted to show you Ross Place.
How Bell makes getting a Samsung better.
Emma from Ottawa asks,
I'm thinking of getting a Samsung Superphone. What's your selection like?
Well, Emma, Bell has the largest Samsung lineup. We offer the Galaxy S3 in three colors, the Galaxy Note 2 in black and white, the Galaxy S2 HD LTE, and more. Best of all, they're on sale until March 31st.
There's never been a better time to get a Samsung phone on Canada's largest LTE network. Visit a Bell store for details. Being with Bell just got better.
Hi, this is Terry Moore. Join us today, 4 to 5 p.m. for Motorline with Mike Sulkis of Speedy Auto. We'll talk about a full range of automotive care, from brakes to transmissions, keeping you up to date on everything you need to know, what to consider as the seasons change, maintenance tips, repair advice, and more. At Speedy, you're a somebody, and every somebody needs to know this information. Motorline with Mike Sulkis of Speedy Auto, today at 4 p.m. on CFAX 1070.
You can feel it everywhere.
You gotta be there.
There's a party in the air.
The sports ticket that delivers a post-game party, courtesy of Original 16, starts March 30th. Meet the athletes. Have a blast for as little as $20. The Ford World Men's Curling Championship, sponsored by Booster Juice, Hotel Grand Pacific, and your Victoria Ford dealers.
You wanna live it live.
You gotta be there.
We are back. We're talking about rentals today. I've got Carly Ludwar-Jellis, who's with the Rental Owners and Managers Society of BC. Lots of great information to come on the program. First, we're going to talk about a neat event that you've got coming up, which is your first Spring Hope Food Drive. Tell us about that and when that's going to take place and how people can help you out with that.
Sounds good. The Spring Hope Food Drive originated in Ontario a number of years ago. There's a lady who was prominent in the market as a consultant, and her kids thought it would be kind of a neat idea to have a food drive that is focused on apartment buildings. Because for those of us who live in single-family dwellings, we get the opportunity throughout the year to be canvassed or for someone to ask us to be able to contribute to our local food bank. And because obviously apartments have that big old lock on the front door, those residents don't often get the opportunity to do that unless they're doing it on their own time. So that's the principle of the Spring Hope Food Drive, is first of all that apartment and condo residents get the opportunity to participate. And also it's in the spring because the majority of us do tend to get in the giving moods around Christmas. Right. But of course the food banks need food all year long. And spring is one of the roughest times throughout Canada for all food banks. The levels start to get low. So it's a really good time to be able to replenish that so that they can make their way into the summer with their clients.
So we kind of think of Easter around that time. There's a big event coming up. People want food. Mm-hmm. And maybe we should think the same as Christmas. Let's get those food banks topped up.
Absolutely.
So how do people in rental units help out with this? Do they drop the food off to you, or do you pick it up?
So this is actually a combination between landlords and tenants. All Rome's BC is and BCAOMA are doing is just facilitating. So we've provided some materials to the landlords, who are then going to notify their tenants. So the landlord's job is to promote this and put up posters and let the residents know. And on the date of the food drive, which is Thursday, March 21st, the landlords are going to be accepting donations from their residents in the lobby, and they're also going to be canvassing door to door to ask the folks for their donations. And the food banks have kindly offered to drive around to the hundreds of sites across British Columbia and pick up all of the donations. So it's going to be really wonderful. And in addition to that, because we have so many landlords who don't have apartment buildings, mm-hmm. as part of our organization, we're also accepting donations at our office on Pembroke Street so that we can help even further fill up, particularly mustard seed in Victoria.
That's 830 B Pembroke. So whereabouts is that?
So our office is located across from the Save on Foods Memorial Arena. Okay. And so we'll be accepting donations all next week for anyone who's interested. You don't have to be a landlord or a tenant, but if it's a good... It's a good time of year to be donating, and if you haven't had time to make your way down to the mustard seed, I think there's a bit more parking in front of my office, so it might be a little easier to drop it off there.
I think it's a great idea because I think no matter if you rent for a month or for 20 years to be part of a community,
absolutely,
we all want to matter, and if you're in an apartment, it's a good way to connect with your neighbors mm-hmm. and start feeling like we're helping other people because no matter – where we're at in life, we can always help someone else. And some food is or cash is always a great way to do that.
Yeah, absolutely. So they're accepting cash donations at the Mustard Seed and then at the Rome's BC office and at each of the couple of hundred sites across the province, then we're taking the food donations there as well.
So. Right, because sometimes with cash too, the food is great, but also if there's a little bit of cash, they can get a good price on buying things.
Absolutely.
That's wonderful. So we'll talk about that just at the very end again and direct them to the website as well
sure.
if they want more information. We're talking later on about storage and about if you're a renter, how to get the most out of your place. But hoarders, this is a topic, you know, we've talked about bed bugs before when you were last on, mm-hmm. but that's a tough one to do. What happens if you have a rental and we see all these shows now, we've had Peter Walsh on the show, who's a great organizer. If you're worried they're hoarders, there's a lot of hazards with, you know, the fire hazards, the bug hazards. What do you do with them?
So the first thing that you kind of have to establish, probably by doing doing regular inspections of your rental unit, is does your tenant have a lot of possessions? We kind of avoid the term at the office. We call it the H word.
Oh, the H word.
Because none of us at the office are...
I call it my house, too.
Yeah. So, yeah, none of us at the office are... We aren't doctors, we aren't psychiatrists, so we don't know whether or not this person actually has this condition because the federal government is on the verge of giving this condition, hoarding, its own mental illness category.
Right, as it is.
Absolutely. Mm-hmm. And so the first thing that we want to establish, as we say, is that this person has a lot of possessions. The all of the shows that we see on TV now have just brought extra attention to this, yeah. and it seems to have kind of exploded the issue. What most people don't know is that someone that has the mental illness is actually very, very clean, because hoarding is kind of a branch of OCD. So these people tend to be really clean. They have an awful lot of stuff, but it's very organized and it's very strategic. So if it is someone that you think might actually have the H word, as I mentioned, it's going to be really clean. So we probably aren't at risk for any sort of pest infestation, but a lot of the time we're at risk for some sort of fire hazard.
Right.
And so when you're in that situation and you think there just might be too much and you're unsure of how to approach it, avoid the H word, number one. Number two, you can start with a discussion and say, you know, I've noticed that there's quite a few possessions over here that's really close to the space heater. So we're probably going to want to rearrange that as well. And, you know, just anywhere that you can make recommendations, because hopefully you've caught this before it's gotten too far along, like the ones we see on TV where there's stuff from the floor all the way to the ceiling and a path to get to the bathroom. Hopefully we can nip it in the bud before that happens, because if you and your tenant can't work it out, sometimes what you're going to need to do is you're going to need to contact your municipality and ask the fire marshal to come and ask the tenants to do the same thing.
And what rights do they have then to do that, the fire marshal? Are they in a position where they can say, you have to remove some of this, we can't open the door?
They have a little bit more authority than the landlord does, because it's their job to ensure the safety of obviously the resident and everyone that's around them. In all honesty, if the tenant can't comply, because it's not usually a matter of I'm too lazy, I'm not going to clean it up. Yeah. It's a matter of I can't. These are my things and I cannot get rid of them. And if it comes to that point and the fire marshal needs to write some kind of an order, it's generally going to be to the landlord, not the tenant. And it is at that point that unfortunately the landlord, if they choose not to continue dealing with this, which they shouldn't because it's putting everyone at risk, their only other option might be to end the tenancy. So hopefully there's a way to work it out together before
right,
it gets to that
point. Right, or bring another family or mental health experts. What are your rights as a landlord to have regular checks of the facility? Because a lot of people, I don't know if it's built in the contract or what, okay. because a lot of people would have issue with the landlord coming in.
Absolutely. So that's not dependent on your tenancy agreement. That's actually in the law. So whether you have a government agreement, a Rome's BC agreement, or you forgot to sign one, the Residential Tenancy Act says that you can go in no more often than once a month for the reason of routine inspection. So you're not going to go in once a month from now until kingdom come with your tenants, but maybe for the first 2-3 months, it's not a bad idea to exercise that right and go in and say, hey, I just want to make sure everything's working and make sure that you're comfortable and see if there's anything you need. And then following that, we usually recommend if everything's going well and you don't think there's going to be an issue, go in and check the smoke detectors when the time changes. So twice a year at minimum. Landlords can go in more often for other reasons, like if the tap breaks or we need an please come see, I think I might have mice. But for the reason of routine inspection, it's no more often than once a month.
Okay. And also you have like income tax tips. I guess there's lots of things and write-offs or also ways to deal with income tax, and you should know all those. You offer courses on that as well?
Yes, every year. We just missed the one for 2013, but we always bring in a certified general accountant from there's 2 or 3 different organizations that are supplier members of ours that will come in, and we do 1 or 2 courses, either a general course or one for the smaller portfolio basement suite landlord and one for the larger portfolio apartment building landlord, because your write-offs and your revenue are obviously going to be different.
And there's lots to know and lots you should do, and you have to do it properly because, you know, you have to be accountable and it's a business, so you better make sure you have your books up to date.
Absolutely.
If you're audited or whatever.
And
right?
any expense, what most of our members don't know is that they can write off the membership dues from us as well as all of the services from us in addition to all of your repairs and anything else your accountant finds to be appropriate.
So people want to get a hold of, you're going to stay for the next segment, but how do people get a hold of ROMS and know about the food drive and all the stuff you do?
So if you're in Victoria, our office is located again at 830B Pembroke Street across from the Save on Foods Arena. Otherwise, you can always call us. The number here in Victoria is 250-382-6324.
And that is across BC as well. You have a different number, but people can look you up on the website. Carly's going to hang around till after the news with Ted, but we're going to talk to Janet Young after about getting your rental full of great storage ideas. Back in a minute.
The Celtic music and dance of Ireland, an Irish-inspired 3-course plated dinner, a very special engagement at the David Foster Foundation Theatre at the Oak Bay Beach Hotel. Direct from sold-out runs in New Zealand and Australia comes Will Miller's enchanting production of Ireland, where the song and dance began. It could be just the perfect night out this spring, and you can only experience it at the Oak Bay Beach Hotel. To reserve your seats, to learn more, or to book your group function, visit oakbaybeachhotel.com.
Do you hear that? It's space, and it's all around you.
So you want to play?
It's whatever you can imagine.
You need to see this.
It's a TV channel where dreams become real.
Oh, I like that.
And stories are epic.
You're the chosen one, Harry.
Like the mind-blowing new series, Orphan Black.
How many of us are there?
And a brand new season of Doctor Who.
It's me. You know me. The Doctor.
Any questions?
This is new. This is space.
This is Victoria's News Authority, CFAX 1070.
Good morning, I'm Ted Jenner with the CFAX 1070 News Update. A single vehicle accident around 5 a.m. this morning has claimed the life of one person. West Shore RCMP say the northbound vehicle went off the road when the driver lost control. The area near Wellswood Road and the Trans-Canada Highway remained under investigation as crews tried to figure out what happened. When RCMP arrived to the accident, they found the person outside the vehicle and was pronounced dead at the scene. The name is being withheld until next of kin can be notified. Northbound traffic on the Malahat has been reduced to one lane. Grenada's chief prosecutor says manslaughter charges against 5 police officers accused in the beating death of a Toronto man have been set aside. 39-year-old Oscar Bartholomew was attacked in a jail cell in St. David's on Boxing Day 2011. Prosecutor Christopher Nelson says the judge has ruled a coroner's inquest must be held before any criminal proceedings are to occur. Unlike inquests in Canada, those in Grenada can return a verdict of murder or manslaughter, leading to criminal charges. Damage is said to be minor after the annual March 15th demonstrations in Montreal against alleged police brutality. One police vehicle was vandalized and two store windows were broken. 12 people were arrested, 250 fined, about $640 for violating municipal bylaws. Four demonstrators and two officers were slightly hurt. Indian media are reporting that a Swiss tourist was gang-raped in the central state of Madhya Pradesh.
India's authorities arresting 13 men, questioning them about a Swiss woman tourist who says eight men gang-raped her while she and her husband were biking through central India. The couple telling police the men assaulted them at their campground, gang-raped the woman, then robbed them. India has faced international outrage since a gang of men raped a woman on a New Delhi bus last December. She later died. Andy Field, ABC News.
And just a few days after being selected as the new Pope, Francis has met with some thousands of journalists currently in Rome to cover the conclave.
In the unique setting, Pope Francis offered a few intimate insights into the moments after his papal election, telling a meet-and-greet gathering of thousands from the press that he was immediately inspired to take the name of Francis from St. Francis of Assisi because of his work for peace and the poor. Next on tap for the Pope, his first prayer service in St. Peter's Square on Sunday, an event expected to draw thousands. Tom Rivers, ABC News, Rome.
Time now for a look at CFAX 1070 weather. Today, cloudy, 60% chance of showers. Windy this afternoon, upward gusts of 70 kilometers an hour along the water with a high of 10. Tonight, partly cloudy, 30% chance of showers. Wind should ease off by the late evening and a low of 1. And Sunday, a mix of sun and cloud with some wind in the evening and a high of 9. Currently in downtown Victoria, overcast with some sunny breaks and 8 degrees. I'm Ted Jenner. If it's happening, it's here. Victoria's News Authority. CFAX 1070. Good morning, it's 11:33.
Now, Lifestyle with Patty Mack on CFAX 1070.
We are back. We're talking about real estate rentals, getting organized. On the phone is Janet Young, who's with All Organized Storage. And also in the studio is Carly Ludwar-Jellis from ROMS BC, Rental Owners and Managers Society. How are you doing, Janet?
I'm doing great. How are you?
Excellent. This is Carly. I don't know if you've met.
No, I don't think we have.
Hi. Well, I think it's a very good connection.
Yes.
Because we're talking about rentals and keeping organized. We're talking about people that maybe have too much stuff. And Janet, you specialize in that.
I do.
And getting your stuff in order. And you gave me some good ideas for segments, and one of them was talking about rentals and storage organizations for the renter because, like you were saying, Carly, a lot of people come to you and they don't have enough closets, enough space for things. What's the first step, though, Janet? Because I suppose you have to purge, right? Before you buy containers or come to your store and look, you really kind of need to look at what you have and what you maybe can get rid of.
That's a definite. Often we have so much stuff and we only actually use 20% of what we have.
I know. Carly's going to have a baby soon, Janet, so she's in for a big shock, isn't she? Good Lord.
Kids come with stuff.
They come with so much stuff, and if you you like a neat place, you have to get over that for a while, huh?
Yeah. Well, the key with kids is to rotate their toys. You don't have to keep it all. They tend to play with certain things, so if you keep rotating them, then it becomes new again and so on and so forth.
I wish I'd known that before. It was the worst. It looked like a toy factory in my house. So how do you start that? Is it best to get a professional in to come and have a look at your stuff and kind of go through it?
Well, it depends on the person. A lot of people can do it themselves. They just got to put their head around it and what they want to accomplish and what their end goal is going to be. I will have an article in the Focus magazine in April about uncluttering your home. So that's a good resource. They can also go to my website. There's an article there about uncluttering as well. But basically, they really have to get their head around and be honest about do they use it, do they love it, does it fit?
Right. And if you have a small place, because now with a lot of the real estate that we're seeing, a lot of these newer places are very small square footage. So you really have to have multi-purpose items in the home. And thankfully, they're making such things. So what would you then go and look at the containers and come in and talk to someone like yourself, Janet, to see what sort of things will fit in the kitchen, the bathroom, and what products are available?
Yeah, basically I tell people do your purge first and then see what you have left and then come in with the measurements of what you where you want to put it, and we'll try and find a solution that will work.
And what are you seeing now for containers? Because, you know, you go to some of the big box places and you see, you know, massive this and massive that, and you think, oh, well, that's a start. I'll just dump it in there. What kind of solutions, say, let's start in the kitchen? Can you give us some tips for how would you use good storage in a rental home?
Well, in a rental, you can certainly do drawer dividers. Have some spring-loaded ones that divide it. You can build your own. There's little containers that you can actually put in your drawer so that everything's sort of in its place. Because part of the problem is if things aren't sorted, it just looks like a big mess. So you can never find what you're doing. And as you reef through it, it just becomes worse and worse and worse. So an easy thing you can do is you can have a cabinet basket that has two baskets, one on top of each other, so you can pull one out and go through it, and so you can keep all your condiments in one, you can keep all your spices in another one. It just sort of sits in the cabinet, but it gives you it doubles that space. You also have shelf doublers where you have a shelf on top of a shelf that you actually just put in the cupboard, and they come in different widths. They're adjustable. You can have under shelf baskets. You can have lazy Susies. There's all kinds of stuff you can do for inside your kitchen, including your fridge.
I need one for the root vegetables. What do you do with those? They're always a pain, aren't they?
Well, I actually have stacking baskets, pantry baskets, so you don't actually have to take them out off from each other to get in there, and then it's breathable. So you don't want to put your potatoes and your onions in the fridge because that's not how you're supposed to store them, especially your sweet potatoes. So you can put them in these stackable baskets. So you just reach your hand in and pull out a potato, pull out an onion.
That's handy. And the fridge, too. I think that's a whole other show, I think, is what you put in the fridge, because that old vegetable crisper is getting pretty heavy sometimes with things we probably shouldn't put in there.
Well, and we tend to buy too much. We need to be realistic about what we're actually going to buy and use during the week, because if you buy it and you end up throwing it out, that's not the ultimate solution either.
Yeah, so it's the same as your food as your stuff. You know, you need to purge your stuff, first of all, your food and all the stuff in your pantry, and see what you need. And there's the food drive. Make sure it's good stuff.
Absolutely. Please drop it off if you don't need it.
I want to ask you, Carly, too, and we're talking about renters. What can they do in a rental unit? I guess they have to ask permission if they want to adjust things or change
things. That's a good question. So the only time that you as a tenant would need to ask the landlord's permission is if you're going to alter the rental unit in any way. So if you're going to change your own drawers, of course, that's your chest of drawers, so that's fine. But if you need to... depending on what kind of storage options we're going to talk about. But if you need to drill a hole in the wall or you need to lift up the carpet, those kind of things require permission first.
Oh, yeah. There's a lot of things you can do that don't require a screw.
Perfect. Then those types, the tenants could go ahead and do, and there would be no issue at all so long as they're not a fire hazard.
Okay, Jan, we come back. We're going to talk a little bit more about storage if you're a renter. Back in a minute.
When news breaks, Victoria counts on CFAX 1070.
This just into the newsroom. Callers are reporting a mass.
If it's happening,
it's here.
Victoria's News Authority, CFAX 1070. Now, CFAX 1070 Community Connection.
Good morning. I'm Vanessa Davies on CFAX 1070. Today is your last chance to come check out the Winter Farmers Market in Market Square. It's already the last one of the season, which, while sad, also means that summer is on its way, along with all the other great farmers markets that will soon be taking its place. Come on down before 3 to get stocked up on all sorts of local goodies. I'm seeing everything from veggies and meats to pasta and preserves and fudge, and it's all local. We're under the covered part of the square, so don't worry about the rain scaring you off. If you come down in the next little bit, I've been pretty tempted, so you might just catch me doing some impromptu grocery shopping. Later today, I'll be visiting the Rock and Gem Show at the Da Vinci Center, as well as heading out to Sydney for the Lego exhibit. I'm Vanessa Davies, and that's your Community Connection on CFAX 1070.
Your own private hockey rink.
a way to help Vancouver Island children who need it.
Thank you.
Opening and closing ceremonies, special guests, tailgate parties, and more. It's part of the Macquarie Rink of Dreams, a 24-hour hockey marathon created to help children facing life-threatening conditions. How do you sign up for your team? Go to CFAX1070.com and find the link to Macquarie Rink of Dreams. Join parents and kids, husbands and wives, girlfriends and boyfriends, recreational or competitive. All funds raised at the Macquarie Rink of Dreams 2013 event will be matched by the Macquarie Group Foundation. Enter your team before March 1st and everyone has a shot at a sweet early bird prize. Get involved with Macquarie Rink of Dreams, 24 hours of hockey with a higher goal in mind at Bear Mountain Arena, March 23rd and 24th. Created by Harp Sandu and Kim Jenneru of Macquarie Private Wealth in support of the Help Fill a Dream Foundation in partnership with Bear Mountain Arena and CFAX 1070.
We are back talking about my favorite subject, which is stuff, renters, and talking about housing. We're going to talk to Tony Jo later in the show about pricing. Janet is from All Organized Storage, and Carly is with ROMS BC. Janet, so we're talking about storage solutions. If you're an apartment, townhouse, something smaller, even a storage locker, I guess there's ways, like, you know, I've seen some places when I've shown real estate that storage lockers that are up to the roof, and, well, they look like my garage, honestly, but how do you start even with that? You should have that organized as well, right, so that you can see your stuff.
Yeah, and depending on how big it is, I certainly recommend some shelving.
Mm-hmm.
Because shelving,
sturdy shelving, too, probably, right?
Yeah. Well, I have shelving that's the chrome racks with wheels or no wheels, and they can hold a lot of weight, too. So there's no point keeping something in your storage locker if you can't find it when you need it either.
No, that's very true. And I guess there's certain things, too, Carly, that in a storage locker you have to be careful of, which are for bugs or for fire reasons too, right?
Absolutely.
Like some chemicals or paints that you have to make sure they're not in that.
That they're either not there or there's other items that can be there, but they just can't be on the floor. So yeah. there's always, if it's a condo or an apartment, there are a couple of rules that go along with the storage locker.
Okay. And what about if you have a bike in that? Do you have storage ideas for bikes?
Oh, I have lots of storage ideas for bikes. I'm currently out of them, but I'm going to have them probably next week. They've already been shipped. Some bike racks that just sit on the ground so you can stand up your bike so every time you go in there, it's not going to fall over, right?
And that sounds like, you know, no big deal, but if you have a bike constantly shifting or it's banging against stuff or it's a nice bike usually, you don't want to get it all chipped up either.
No. And often in condos, you're not allowed to bring your bikes up and down in the condos, down the hallways either. So you have to look at what you're allowed to do and know those rules and then come and see me and then I can suggest options around that.
That's a great idea. So you have that law of the rules in condos, Carly?
Yeah, it's for purpose-built apartment buildings and condos as well. Most managers aren't going to care in the middle of summer, but when we're in spring, fall, or winter and your bike tires are covered in mud, mm-hmm. the manager doesn't want to follow all four of you through the hallways with a vacuum cleaner is generally why it's prohibited.
Right, so you need a storage solution in your locker for that. What about other areas? I guess a bathroom's a big one. Say you have a pedestal sink. I guess some of those racks would work well in a bathroom too, Janet, some of those floating ones or the ones that are on wheels.
Well, often you won't have room for them, but I also have options for behind-the-door storage as well. So you can have the behind the door, like the, over the door, so you're actually not drilling into the door. It just sits on top of the door, and when it sits on the back of the door, often my clients use the pantry organizer that has 5 to 8 shelves, and they can put all their stuff in the bathroom, especially if somebody has lots of cosmetics.
Yeah, that's a big one.
Yeah.
I bought that one for our son Sheldon, Janet, from your store, the hat one that goes,
yeah.
You know, because so many young people have so many baseball hats,
yeah.
And that is really good at stores. Like how many, 30?
36 hats.
36 hats, and believe me, they have that many and
yeah.
some more. Yeah, it's
yeah.
great, and that over-the-storage stuff is great. And you also have stuff for RVs. We'll talk about that next time you're on, but you have a lot of stuff for the spring, summer seasons.
Yeah, lots of stuff for tight spaces, period.
Perfect. So if people want to get a hold of you, Janet, how do they do that?
they can give a call to the store at 250-590-6328, or they can go and look on my website, allorganizedstorage.ca. I have most items on the store, and they have measurements there, too, so they can measure their space and then figure out what they want and then come over. And if they're still challenged, they can certainly come into the store with their challenge. It's nice to know what they're trying to store and what the measurements are and what space they have available, so I can at least give them something that can, that's going to work for them.
And you don't have to go it alone. Janet's there to help you.
That's right.
Great. Thanks so much, Janet. Talk to you soon.
Okay.
We're now going to shift gears a bit. We've been talking about rentals. We're going to talk to Tony Joe from RE/MAX Camosun. I work with Tony Joe at RE/MAX. I've been there 20 years. How are you doing, Tony?
Doing great, Patty.
Excellent. Now, Tony, I saw you on CTV Vancouver Island this week with Hudson Mack, and you had a great client. And you were talking about, the TD Bank came out with the 10-year rates, that it looks like housing is going to be a little stagnant for a while, but that doesn't mean people aren't moving, because they are.
Yeah.
And we're going to talk a little bit later about rentals, that what a great time to invest. It is absolutely crazy, the pricing right now.
Mm-hmm.
But your client was really had the right attitude, I thought, Tony, which is she was selling a home, she was downsizing like so many are, but she was realistic that, if she got a little less for house, she was paying less.
Yeah.
And you said a very important thing, which is about pricing, about getting it right, people want value.
Yeah. It's funny because she's not alone. I think what happens is sometimes when people read the headlines and they say, oh my goodness, property values are going to flatline for the next 10 years, and there's that sort of concern about the real estate market crashing, whatever. But the other point that I was making to them is the fact that we've been here before. So
yeah.
between 1993 and 2001, prices were flat in Victoria.
Mm-hmm.
And what ended up happening is we saw from 2002 to 2007, when everything doubled in price, people started thinking that that's the way Victoria real estate operated, when in fact it was not. That was a five-year, very unique set of circumstances, and we're definitely not there anymore.
Right. And, Tony, you and I have been in this a long time. I've worked with Lee Johnson for many years. And,
yeah.
We've gone through the 80s with 21% interest rates to,
yes.
Carly, you weren't around for that, 2.5 to what, it's crazy, right? And we've seen so many ups and downs, but people forget, because if you were, say, a realtor that just jumped in when the times were good, or a renter, a buyer, you aren't aware of all that. Like, it's
no,
come
because,
and gone.
Yeah, because as you're pointing out, basically you're aware of your experiences based on the time that you're actually in the market. So when you are buying, you're thinking about the time that what the market is like at the time that you're buying. My client who was on the news on CTV there, her point, of course, was, well, I'm going to decide to move when the time is right for me. So
mm-hmm.
when my lifestyle dictates the fact that I got to downsize, I want to start traveling, I want to do all that kind of stuff, she's not being directed by what the news has to say or what economists or what numbers say, right?
No, exactly. Like so many people that their lifestyle is changing. Whether you're having a child and you want to buy your first place, or whether you're downsizing, or whether you need to, or whether it's an estate sale. Everybody is always constantly moving. And when you live in Victoria, it's always an investment, because there's only so much land, and Victoria is a place that people want to be at.
Yeah, and I had this discussion with somebody else last month, too, about Victoria, and that is, you know what it's like. Like, virtually everyone here is from another place.
Except me and you.
Yeah, that's right. And how the thing is, people choose to come here as opposed to so many other places in the country where you get transferred for work. When people get transferred, it's like, oh, I don't want to go there.
Yeah, no kidding.
Yeah, but they don't do that here. Like, people choose to be in Victoria.
Oh, totally. And, Hudson, who's CTV Vancouver, my husband, came here, met me, poor bugger. And he's never left, because he fell in love with it. Because when you go to Vancouver, it's beautiful. But when you get on that ferry and you get here, you go, wow, we have everything. And now with computers and wireless, everything, you don't need to go anywhere. But if you want to, you can get there quickly, right?
Well, and the other thing that people often forget about, too, is, choosing between Vancouver and Victoria. And, sure, we don't have the amenities and many of the cultural aspects of Vancouver, but we are really attractively priced relative to Vancouver.
Oh, totally. And, I went to about a billion concerts last year,
yeah.
late 2012, because there were so many acts for this oldster to go to. And it's easy. It's so easy to get there, whether it's a plane or helijet or the ferry. Anyways, come back in a minute, talk more with Tony Joe about real estate.
Shop with confidence at Save On Foods. We're priced right. fresh Western Family whole pork tenderloin, only $3.99 a pound. Or fresh sun-kissed navel oranges, approximate 10-pound box. More rewards price, just $5.99 each. Plus, for exclusive offers on products you want, sign up at SaveOnFoods.com. Save On Foods, BC's very own since 1915.
I'm Al Farabee. Did you know CFAX Santas Anonymous helps Victoria children and families in need all year round? Your donation can help local children's programs, build playgrounds, help children who need comforting in local hospitals, and much more. It's like our community helping our community 365 days a year.
Helping Victoria children and families in need, no matter what the need. Donate to CFAX Santas Anonymous now at CFAX1070.com.
Sometimes my kids ask me, Dad, how come you never smile in pictures? And I tell them, tough guys don't smile, but that's not the real reason.
If you know a tough guy who wishes he had a pretty smile, Today's Dental can help. From whitening and cosmetics to mercury-free fillings to an experienced team of dentists and hygienists, Today's Dental has given tough guys a reason to smile for over 25 years. Today's Dental on Oak Bay Ave near Oak Bay Junction. New patients always welcome. Learn more at todaysdental.org.
All right, let's keep this fast-moving and civilized. Who wants Friday?
Me, from 6 to 8, please.
Your request is noted. Saturday afternoon?
Me, 3 o'clock, please, for 1 hour.
Done.
I'll take Sunday night. I want to watch the hockey game in full surround.
Okay, Dad, and that's the week.
What? What about me?
Sorry, hon, couldn't fit you in.
Hey!
Hazelwood Crossing in Langford, where every home is customizable, so you can get anything you like, even a man cave.
I think it's more of a family cave.
Learn more at Hazelwood Crossing.
We are back. I love this show. I just love talking real estate. And we're talking also about rentals, which I have a few of. And we're here with Carly Ludwar-Jellis from ROMS, Rental Owners and Managers Society of BC, and Tony Joe, who I work with at RE/MAX Camosun. Carly, are you seeing a lot more people coming in the office or phoning that are buying rental units that want to know about joining up with you or a little bit about the market?
Actually, I have noticed an increase because what often happens for you lovely realtors who always purchase gifts for your clients is that I've noticed a little bit of an upturn in the number of realtors who come in and purchase a membership for their client as a gift instead of a basket and a microwave. So I have noticed in the past 6 to 7 months that there does seem to be a bit of an increase in that.
What name? So that's a good idea.
That's a really good idea.
Tony, I think we'll have to use that one. Tony, also, we're going to talk about some rentals, but if people are wanting to sell, you know, that pricing is so important to get it right and also to have your house ready to go, that it looks right. They're going to go to look at a lot of places and they're really discerning now. They're going to give it one shot. You got a couple of weeks to really hit the mark. So tell us some tips on getting it right.
Well, as always, making sure that either yourself or your agent are using the right set of comparables. So looking at recent history in the neighborhood and things that are sold that have been similar. An example that I bumped into a little while ago was a home seller that said, okay, well, you know, I know the house around the corner just sold for $600,000, so that's what I want. And I said, well, hold on a second. That house sold in 2010.
Yeah. Wow.
And, you know, we know that 2010 was the all-time peak in the value, in the values in Victoria.
Yeah.
So that house, if sold today, wouldn't be able to get $600,000. Actually, we're down probably about 7% from them.
Right. Right. And it's really tough, though, to tell people that kind of news because people are still thinking that. And if they bought a long time ago, maybe they're making $50,000 left. If they bought at the peak of the market,
yeah,
it's a tough time. So if you don't have to sell, maybe you don't sell. But if you're buying in a like market, that's just the way it is. You can't really change that for them, can you, Tony?
No, and just like you mentioned a moment ago, I mean, people only remember the experiences at the moment of time that they're handling their own real estate, right?
Exactly.
And we've got to remember that values are organic because they go up and down, you know, as every single day, actually, the variation is up and down. And the fact is, it would be nice. It's not practical, but it would be nice if you would be able to say, okay, well, I want to match the all-time high in my neighborhood. Well, it's not going to happen because we're not in an all-time high market right now, right?
Right. So pricing is essential, and to make sure that you have, and it's also what's sold, not what's still on the market, and to have that place ready to go.
Yeah, because, You know, when the market is really hot and busy and there's multiple offers and people are lining up to buy a particular house, they are not caring about things like roofs that only have 1 or 2 years left or hot water tanks that are on the fritz. Whereas nowadays, when people are looking for value, they're being very, very picky about even the slightest detail. So those are the things that you got to make sure that you take care of before you go to market.
Okay, let's talk about rentals. Can you believe, Tony, some of these prices on some of these investment properties that, you know, we live near universities and colleges and big hospitals that if you want to be a landlord, what a time to get in. I was talking to my son who's, you know, like 16 saying, you know, when 10 years down the road, you're going to go down this street, it's going to be a different street. And they can't envision that. But if you have a bit of coin in your pocket, what a time to get in.
Yeah. And, you know, let's not forget about how inexpensive mortgage rates are right now.
Mm.
You know,
crazy.
Yeah, so here we are. We're looking at lower prices than at the all-time peak, and we're looking at the lowest interest rates practically in history. To have five-year money for less than 3%, I mean, that's just unbelievable.
Yeah, it is, and it looks like it's going to be there for quite a while. And, you know, people are looking at, should I do this next year or the year after? Prices are steady right now, but you know, there's never a right time, but if you need to move, don't think you're going to wait till next year it's going to be better, because it's not.
No, no, that's correct. So there are a lot of people out there right now that are saying, okay, well, you know, if I can't get X amount of dollars for my house, I'll just wait a year because then the market will improve. It's not looking that way right now.
No, and if they thought that last year, they probably should have done it last year because it's less this year.
Absolutely.
But if you want to buy a great house, good time to do it.
It is, yeah, because of the low interest rates and the selection. And the other component here is the attitude of home sellers right now.
What are you finding with home sellers? Are they reluctant? Are they working with offers?
Yeah, so first of all, we've got a lot of inventory out there, so we're still at around 4,100 listings, which is very high relative to the numbers of sales that we have every month in Victoria. Which means there's a lot of inventory out there that maybe has no right to be there. So people that are maybe asking too much, or they're just hoping that somebody's going to come by and give them a crazy dollar for their house, right?
And that's not going to happen, right?
No. But
and are you finding too, Tony, with realtors, you have to, as a realtor, also make sure you price it right because it's a cost to a realtor to hang a sign up even if it's going to sit for a year.
Absolutely. And for listeners who have maybe had the experience where they've had a realtor over who has basically said, I'm sorry, I can't help you, best of luck, and walked away, owners actually are often shocked by that because they forget about the fact that it's a business decision for a realtor as well, too. They need to know that if they're going to invest the time, effort, and energy and resources into marketing a property, that there is a good chance that it's going to sell, right?
Absolutely. We want the best for everybody. Tony, how do people get a hold of if they want to know more about RE/MAX and you?
The phone number is 250-370-7788, or just go online to tonyjoe.ca.
Always great talking with you, Tony. Thanks so much.
And you.
Carly, great information.
Thank you.
You're going to have a baby before too long.
Yes.
Hopefully we'll see you before, but if not, all the best with that.
Thank you.
Thanks, Emily, for today. Today would be my mother's birthday. Happy birthday to my mom. Tomorrow's St. Patty's Day. Of course, she thought she was Irish. I hope all of you are Irish in spirit and get out there and enjoy yourself. Like, you know, there's a few reasons to celebrate sometimes. St. Patty's Day is a great reason to celebrate. Get out and have some green cake, green beer. Enjoy yourself. Until we meet again, have fun.